Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Oh, and an FBF Friday to you too. Not for FSU, but hey, it's an FBF Friday all the same. We're always happy on Fridays, even happier when my man Trap J's in the studio with me. The man who made 99 famous before there was a JJ, there was a Trap J, and TJ is next to me today along with my man No Hit Nick behind the glass, Nick Sharara. We're here to have some fun. We've had some fun all week, and why stop now? We're into the weekend, into the stretch run, and there is plenty to talk about today. Before we go any further or get started in anything, gentlemen, I'd like to take this opportunity to say a happy Veterans Day to all those veterans out there, to thank them for their service, because quite honestly, without them, there's a pretty good chance there wouldn't be a you or a me or anyone else in this fine country of ours. So if there's nothing else that we can be thankful about today, let's be thankful it's Veterans Day. Thank the veterans that have put their butts on the line for us and for the country that seems to be at odds, and maybe this is the best thing at all of it all to come forth, is the fact that Veterans Day comes at the right time when people can just come together and try and be one nation, indivisible, instead of all the crap we've been dealing with all week. Trap, good to see you. Glad to have you back.
Man, good to be here.
Sounds like you was good to be with your pillow, and it was tough to crank you out of the sack because you're kind of groggy.
Yeah, no, not really groggy. You know, just taking it, basking in this this climate, you know what I mean? Just taking it all in.
Thanks to you, you've made the climate here in the studio close to the frozen tundra. It is, my nipples could cut glass. Nick had to get out of the studio.
Freezing.
Yep. But as long as you're insulated and happy, well, I noticed I said insulated instead of the other term, but I'm glad that you are insulated and happy and always happy you're here.
Yeah, I mean, we'll turn it up in a second. We'll make Nick come in here and do it.
Yeah, he could. And by the way, we're starting to do now pre-show videos, which are fun. We cut one for you today, literally a video. So you can go on to Twitter and check that out. It's pretty cool. When you were gone, we ran the gamut, I know this is crazy, of non-sports topics that that actually got a lot of listener responses.
Okay.
So we started, Nick, the first one we started with was before the boob movies, what was it? Do you remember?
Before the boob movies?
Sitcom hotties?
No, before that. The first one 2 days ago, which led into what was the first movie that you saw with boobies?
The first movie I saw with boobies.
Yeah, because my mom used to be the mom that took all the guys in the neighborhood to the R-rated movies where they were supposed to.
Well, I don't know. I guess, could it have been Basic Instinct or something? I don't remember.
See, I don't remember either.
Nick really struggled. I rattled off five possibilities.
If somebody could tell me what
you're... Porky's, Private Lessons... I'm trying to think. Everybody started ringing those off, right?
Yeah.
But you're not going to remember the first
one. I don't remember
Nick,
the first.
What did we have before the boob movie? There was something else that people... Oh, what was your favorite toy growing up? Because of the fact that... I know, I saw your eyes there. Because of the fact that I was the one that when the AFX racetrack was hot, I got the FAX racetrack. I got the generic version of everything. Like that NFL board game that was awesome. The game where you turn it on and it vibrated.
Yeah, all of that.
Well, all my friends had the ones with the actual team NFL. You know, I had red versus yellow.
Yeah.
I had ketchup versus mustard. It was crap.
Yeah, man, I wasn't a big toy guy, so I didn't have a lot of toys growing up.
Big wheel?
Yeah, I had a big wheel, but it was cool, but it just was... I just wasn't a... Like if I was, I like to go outside and hit base. Like
well,
I
used that's to, what we
I,
did too. Yeah,
I used to go in my backyard when we were in Inglewood and throw up balls and see how far I could hit them. You know, with my baseball bat, And I probably once a week, my parents had to buy a new window for somebody that was like two blocks over.
Inglewood was always up to no good.
I was never a big toy guy. I was ADD, ADHD, so they would buy me something.
You're taking all the fun out of it. Because, I mean, look, I was like that too. And we were always outside playing, which is different than kids these days. But at the same time, we always had toys. Some like toys from when you're real little.
No, I never had
G.I.
toys.
G.I. Joe? Kung Fu Grip? No?
I was never a toy kid.
Legos?
Mm-mm.
Your big wheel had a lot of strain on it.
Yeah, I mean, I had that, and I had the little the paddle car where you had the two little. It was
like a
bike inside almost. Like it was like you had the pedals.
Used to be
in
they
there.
Made them look like a fire chief or.
Yeah, mine was like Knight Riders.
Oh, okay.
So I was never. And I'm still. I mean, even video games.
We went toy, then we went boob movie.
Okay. I probably would say it was either for me, it had to be Basic Instinct or it was a Spice Channel. Yeah, you know I mean, at some point.
Well, we did mention our parents had some channels that, at night or when you could press last call or last channel used when they fall asleep, you could find some stuff that you were happy you found.
Exactly.
And then we finished yesterday with sitcom in which you first started recognizing hot chicks and who were they.
Oh, man, sitcom. Well, you know what?
Where the list was endless yesterday.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, that Kelly Kapowski.
Kelly Kapowski, Elizabeth Burt. I mean, well, it was
from Striptease.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen and Elizabeth Burt. Lark Voorhees before she looked like a hot ghetto mess.
Oh, wow.
all the girls I used to have on that was, I remember it was Leah Remini when she was on there. Yeah. I used to have a big crush on Leah Remini.
And then she went all nutso with the
Scientologist.
Now she's like writing books to kill Scientology.
Yeah, and then what else? Of course, I mean, was Family Matters she was my neighbor. We're down the road from it was Cherry Johnson. And
Cherry Johnson.
Yeah, she used to be Punky Brewster's best friend on Punky Brewster as well.
Someone said Punky Brewster. That's a little creepy. Yeah. Back then, Punky was pretty young.
But, I mean, if you were young, it really wasn't creepy either.
We asked how old because we were worried it was Jared from Subway calling on a hotline.
No, because Soleil Moonf right now is, let me think.
She's in like 40.
She's got to be 40, 41. Yeah. I mean, so her and then Laura from Family Matters. And then Myra was Steve Urkel's girlfriend. She had some.
She came up too.
She had a pair of jugs, man. I really, I like that.
Moonshine and water, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then.
Okay, that's about enough. Because I was trying to think of one that you could carry. We could keep this going this week, right? Because the lists have been endless and the people and the participation have been fantastic. And you're going to be happy with the one that I came up with.
What'd you come up with?
Which is. What karaoke song is your go-to karaoke song if you were to karaoke? Because a lot of people think that they know the lyrics to a song and that they would karaoke it. And then they realize, like, when they're in their car, I realize this a lot now. When I'm in my car and I'm just letting it fly, right? Because it's just me and the radio or the satellite radio. Then I realize I used to know all the words to this song. And now some of them, you kind of like you did the other day. So I thought. And then I mentioned yesterday, too, that the fact that the first American white rap star was Neil Diamond because he never sang anything. He just spoke everything.
Yeah.
And so if you did a karaoke, you wouldn't have to worry about carrying the tune because you could just say, reaching out, touching me, touching you. And that's it. You don't have to carry a tune. So I thought we would start letting people think what their go-to karaoke song would be because it's got to be something where either you are a singer and you can sing and you know this.
Yeah.
Or like you think you're a singer and you think you could sing, but then you also find out quickly that you can't carry a tune and you can't remember the word.
Well, my tune went out because I smoke so many cigars. My vocals is kind of, I'm like Whitney Houston without the crack and the other drugs.
It's an FEF Friday. Why not?
So, I think I lost my voice, from all the smoking. But what are your two?
I thought about this a lot because there was a lot of songs that I thought I knew all the lyrics to, but also because I'm not great at like carrying a tune. I thought one would be a Neil Diamond song, like Sweet Caroline, because basically I could just do the deep pipes and pull that one off. And then it would either be where I could do like a Bee Gees song,
Okay.
Or like an Elton John song, because I realized with Elton John that he used like that falsetto voice so much that you didn't really have to like have real singing voice as much as, you know, like Benny and the Jets, you know, I could do all that stuff. So I would go either probably an Elton John, Neil Diamond, or I could do Houdini, but that's one of those where late in the game of that song, I thought I knew all of 5 minutes of funk and Freaks Come Out on it, and there's a few that I get a little fuzzy on.
Yeah, me, you know, it's funny. I go to Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places.
Which is easy, yep.
Yeah, love that every one. You know, everybody knows those words. And then, you know what? I actually do Blake Shelton, The Boys Around Here lately.
You big country guy.
Yeah, I love music, period.
Well, I do too, but I mean, I always joke that like if you played country music backwards, you'd get your dog back, your job back, your car back, and your girl back.
You probably could.
Pretty much, right?
You probably definitely could.
Some country music I can tolerate.
I love it. For the most part, I like it all. I mean, for the most part.
Joe Garcia, by the way, fantastic. You can let that play. Joe Garcia says Johnny Cash was the first right rapper, and he's also, I would say that's accurate as well. I showed up in boots
and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
It's a great song.
And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain.
Hey, we're going to do this all day because we can do what we want to do on an FEF Friday. We carry tunes and we carry shows. ESPN 97.5, we want you a part of the show, 1 to 4, Monday through Friday. We'll be back with much, much more. Okay.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Trap J, JB, and Quick Nick on a FYF Friday, and we started it off on the right note, even if you didn't think so. Our karaoke go-to songs, and we added one real quickly, thanks to Travis, which was the Garth Brooks favorite that we were singing, and we had people say they were singing along with us and said cheers for the weekend, which we appreciate. That's the kind of things why we tell you that we welcome you into our living room, because when you come in and you are cordial like that and you participate, we all have more fun. Exactly. So that is the kind of stuff that we strive for here on the show. We also had quite a lot of back and forth this week with people with keyboard confidence. Cowardly as it may be.
What were they going back and forth about?
Oh, just lots of stuff. Trump and all kinds of things.
Trump has made a lot of people bold this week.
Yeah, we had a guy that had one follower that tried to come at me. And I said, basically, you know, that I could have blocked you like 4 days ago, but I actually thought it would be fun to go with the back and forth, but he brought nothing to the table.
But here's what I tell you all the time. When a guy only has one follower, you don't dignify anything they say with a response. Because all it's going to do is get more people to come to his page. You see what I'm saying? You leave that lonely... Can I say SOB?
You can say SOB.
Yeah, you leave that lonely SOB by himself on the couch watching Barney Fife with no bullets in the gun
and his Vaseline in his hand. But we also had a lot of people that chimed in with a lot of good stuff. And so that was fun because we got a lot more participation. Because the main thing we said is, until we get billboards on 59 and 610 and everybody over-publicizing what we do, the main way that we can get people to realize, because one of the guys that I actually turned around, which was the guy you took a shot at with the selfie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up going back and forth with him a few more times because he thought that we had taken a shot at him. And when I went back and pointed it out that he was one... like mad that we could go take the other side of the discussion with him. Yeah. He then admitted we were cool with all that.
Well, that's the guy who came back and said he ended up being a military veteran.
Yeah, and then he also sent the ratings, which he thought was offensive to us. But the fact that we're better than 3/4 of the shows in this market with no promotion, no marketing, and we've only been on when those ratings were taken, we've only been on a month.
A month, yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're doing the right thing. And so that's why we rely on you, the listeners, who always have our backs, always participate, and always make the show better by sending your tweets and getting better spots in the living room. And we can go right up and down the line, starting with El Jefe and Adrian and Joe and Ike and all you guys. We appreciate you all you guys. But now the duty is take it a step further. Start tweeting it out. Start Facebooking it. Start telling your friends
yeah.
so that more and more people get spots in the living room. And pretty soon our living room is going to look like the big Sequoia down on Polk Street where we have so many seats and so many people that participate on a daily basis and want to be a part of the show.
Well, then we're going to get a house the size of Evander Holyfield's house back in the day.
Well, we can get the size of yours and then we'll
probably
But that's just depending on if you furnish it at Gallery Furniture or not. But so that's the mission. That's the goal. We thought about papering every car at Toyota Center. We thought about getting bumper stickers and going guerrilla marketing on the back of cabs.
And speaking of paper on the back, I need somebody to give me like 3 bags of shredded paper. I got to put it in somebody's car. So if one of our listeners are out
get
there,
get those
man.
Styrofoam peanuts, those packing peanuts.
Yeah, and I don't want the packing peanuts. The paper's harder to get out.
Popcorn's even harder than that.
Yeah, it is. But the
you
actual,
get some stale popcorn in there, and the smell lingers, around.
We used to do
I
that.
I might be able to help you with that. We can call down to the people in the bowels of Toyota Center and get that stale popcorn in, but by the big hefty bag.
Yeah.
Let that fly.
That's what I really, because I got a guy that, he's a friend, but.
He won't be after you do that?
Oh, yeah, he will be.
Okay.
He'll be all right. You know, we owe him one, you know, from old trick that he pulled, so. I need some shredded paper. Anybody out there listening?
Ike said, can't lie, probably the most awesome thing I heard on your show. Synchronized singing lightened up my day. Hey. This is what we try to do on a daily basis, man.
Well, tell him next time, put in his karaoke song and we might get it played.
So everybody start telling us your karaoke song. Whether we do it, and someone says, I can't say karaoke, it's karaoke, whatever. Spell it for me. Because
most people can't spell it,
so it doesn't matter. You do, and it's not with an E. There's no E in the entire word.
Well, I felt yesterday when I heard Joe Thomas say Wisconsin, yes. He said it the right way. I laughed.
Hall of Famer?
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Think about the All-Pros. Think about all he's done on a bad team.
He's almost there.
I think he's there.
It's tough. You know why it's tough to say that? Because of how bad his team is, man.
But still, when you talked about all the things you always talk about, Pro Bowls,
no question. I mean, I was one of the few who played against him as a rookie, mm-hmm. voted for him as a rookie. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's a darn good player. I just question is the fact, like, when I think he has to have a couple more years of doing exactly what he's doing. You know, because a lot of these linemen that make Pro Bowls for all these years, you know, for me personally, I say yes because I played against him.
Yep.
But a lot of these guys you get that are popular guys that get voted in just off, I'll vote on that guy. You know, you look at guys that played in Dallas. If you play in Dallas, you're almost a shoo-in to go to a Pro Bowl or two as long as you're a starter.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And you know, you look at their offensive line, how good, yeah, their offensive line is pretty good. But then you ask a couple times, like, well, how good are some of them? You know, you've really got to go back and look and say,
a lot of times,
do we gas them up?
Yeah. And reputation carries better than a good season
exactly.
that a guy has.
It always does.
Which is not good.
You always go to a Pro Bowl a year after you're supposed to, and you go to one a year after you, and you go to one, you go to a Pro Bowl a year after you deserve it, and you go another year after you've earned it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I sure do.
So, yep. So it's all, you know, it's all relevant. Does he deserve it? I think the wins are going to factor in. I think when you think of tackles, you think of Walter Jones, you think of Munoz, you think of,
boy, Anthony Munoz,
you know, you think of Tony Boselli, you know, if he would have ever been healthy for his entire time, you think of, it's a list that continues to go on and on. And every year, the problem is, there's guys who hadn't been in there, but I think he makes it. He probably end up being a first or second ballot Hall of Famer, just for the simple fact is when it's all said and done, he'll probably have 10 All Pros under his belt.
I think that's the biggest thing, and not to mention he went to offensive line university, but also the fact that regardless of anything else that he did, his individual accomplishments superseded the fact that he couldn't get on a team. And maybe at the end of his career, he does what a lot of guys do and they get with a winner.
They should. And you know what? I feel bad for him, but they should have traded him this offseason.
Yeah, because they definitely are in rebuild mode.
They are in rebuild mode, but I think it's one of those positions that it's so hard to find a tackle.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're searching for a quarterback, the last thing you want to give up is your best player on your team. That's the last thing you want to give up. And I think when looking at what Joe has done in this league and how he's been the only constant and the only bright spot on that Cleveland Browns team. I mean, look, you watched him yesterday.
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, it was hard to watch the team.
Them guys called a timeout in the first 5 seconds. They had a penalty. 12 men on the field in the first part of the game. Like, it was disturbing.
Yeah, 28-7 was the final. Baltimore beat Cleveland. I'm not sure. I feel bad for Hugh Jackson.
Because he had to take that job, and the job was garbage.
Yeah, he's got a multi-year deal, thank goodness. Hopefully that's not going to be a problem. But at the same time, they got a long way to go and a short time to get there if they're going to do what they say can't be done.
Did you hear Terrell Pryor say they're going to the playoffs?
Oh, my God. I think 0-10, and it's a pretty easy run to 0-16.
It's a pretty easy run, though. I wish I'd have bet that before the year.
Oh, man. Jamie, you want to get in on this karaoke thing? Because there's some disturbing ones on Twitter that I got to get to. But what do you got for us?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a comment. You know, your two go-tos. Mine's always been the Black Crowes, She Talks to Angels, and also Bob Seger's Turning the Page.
Okay.
I just thought that was kind of cool that he went with Garth Brooks right there. That's another one I like to do.
Oh, man, that's good. I'm glad you enjoyed it, man.
Appreciate it, Jamie. By the way, we enjoyed doing that one. We might have to do it again. We should probably bump in and back with ones that we can actually sing, but we could run the gamut.
Oh, we could. You know another one I love? She think my tractor sexy.
See, it's all country with you.
I love it because I don't have to control my vocal.
You got a Tim McGraw we could do?
Yeah. You know what? We'll come back and get one of those.
All right. We got karaoke all show long, as well as anything and everything you want to talk about. Still got to talk about the Rockets, talk about the Texans, talk about a whole lot of things and whatever's on your mind. And by the way, El Jefe, you scare me with the fact that all you have so far is a bunch of girly tunes that only you, Nick, and Barry would love. That's scary. That needs to stop. What doesn't need to stop is this show, which is going to keep going like the Energizer Bunny, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Skydiving, I went. Rocky Mountain climbing, I went. 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I love deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I
gave. See, that's what I'm talking about. You can actually be a karaoke genius because you do country music, Johnny Cash, or Neil Diamond. You really don't have to sing.
You don't.
You just got to twang a little bit or talk.
Exactly.
Right? And I'll give El Jefe a reprieval because he came back strong with Brian McKnight.
Brian McKnight, I used to know every lyric
to every song of Brian McKnight. We got to find Brian McKnight.
Which one do you want to do?
You want to do Back at One? You want to do Anytime?
Whatever one you want to do. I know all of those. Yeah, I don't know a lot of Tim McGraw,
okay,
but
so
I know
Nick,
a lot of those.
Your next one is going to be Brian McKnight. That's coming up. But I give El Jefe, you get a lot of credit for that. That's fantastic. Yeah. My sister, by the way, living in Wisconsin and listening every day. Said, who doesn't love to sing Roxanne? You don't have to put on the red light. Of course, but everybody not only...
Roxanne!
Yeah, they only know the first line. But here's the worst thing. The timing on that is when it first goes... Doot, doot, doot. Every single time, people chime in way before the first Roxanne.
But you know what? I always... And hey, sister in Wisconsin. I'll say it right for your sister.
Thank you very much. She's actually a big fan of yours.
And I appreciate that. You know, I love, you know, my favorite person to ever sing the Roxanne song?
Please tell me.
Was Eddie Murphy in First 48.
Oh, it was great. It was fantastic. Yeah, for the original 48 Hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then it's the jail cell with the Walkman on.
That was a pure classic.
Good stuff. Yep. But he also, to prove our point that anybody can sound like they're singing even when they're talking, we went, look at here, when he came in the bar.
Yeah.
Why don't you get me a White Russian? I think that is funny. So we've got favorite karaoke songs. We're going to do them. Nick, by the way, another one, Hootie and the Blowfish. Because Darius Rucker's now country, he crosses over the fact that Hootie and the Blowfish always had a little twang to it, but it was still kind of pop culture-y. But now he's country. But Hootie and the Blowfish, you can...
Darius Rucker Wagon Wheel is one of my favorites.
Okay, but we're not doing that because, again, I don't know that one. We'll do some Hootie.
But that is definitely one of my favorite. You know what? I got a bunch of Darius Rucker songs on my phone. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why, but it's a pretty. He got a pretty solid album, top to bottom.
All right, so let's hear it. Come on, where are you, people? I know there's a lot on Twitter. Nick, you got to check. You got to check text messages because I can't do that. The board is open for you. 713-780 ESPN. Chime in. Let us know. We've already got Brian McKnight hooked up. Hootie and the Blowfish on deck. We're gonna start loading them up for you and letting them fly because that's what we can do on an FEF Friday. We have fun. We talk football. We talk fantasy. Well, we got that out of the way yesterday. But if you have fantasy questions, we're here for you. But we can talk about a lot of things, including Dr. Dre on 290, who, by the way, still didn't do what he had to do yesterday and changed to Barry's Nut Huggers, his screen name again, because some of the things he was saying yesterday. But BBD Poison is fantastic.
Poison.
Without question.
Yeah, that's another a good one. Nick,
Belle Biv DeVoe has to be up there. Even Candy Girl. That's one again with
Candy Girl.
But it's the falsetto voice.
At the same time.
Yeah, we'll have to get that queued up too. Nick's taking notes. So we've already covered a lot of things, including starting with karaoke, but talking about Veterans Day, where we gave a tip of the cap to all the veterans out there and said our thanks. And also some things coming up and also some things that need to be paid attention to that already passed. Like the Rockets made an impressive road trip even more impressive because they beat the San Antonio Spurs the other night. So they went on that five-game trip. They won three of the five. And at the same time, they beat the San Antonio Spurs in the final game while they were tired. And James Harden was once again phenomenal. I've said all along James Harden's going to have an MVP season. I'm concerned about getting enough help around him. Corey Brewer has been in the starting lineup. Are you okay with that? He actually has slipped off and fallen off the planet offensively. Is that good for a team that still relies on shooters? I also said the second unit doesn't have any shooters. Sam Decker is starting to play a little better. But overall, that second unit can be exposed. And whenever James came off the floor the other night, the Spurs made a run. So the Spurs are back against the Rockets, this time at the Big Sequoia, Saturday night, H-Town, big game. What do you see playing out?
I mean, right now, James Harden's been putting up big, huge numbers, and I don't think he's going to stop anytime, you know, especially if he comes to the Big Sequoia when they get back. I think it's going to be the same output. What was the final score of this game? Was 101-99 or something like that? It was a close game.
Yeah, and the Spurs fans were all saying Kawhi got fouled. I went back, by the way, and I looked at the last two-minute report by the NBA, and they do say in the report the only call that they basically missed, they thought Nene fouled Kawhi Leonard on the last play of the game. Look, in the last 5 seconds, they're not going to bail you out.
Here's what I would say. They bailed out James Harden when they won a couple games ago against Golden State. Yeah, when they won by one.
The only game that they won.
But no, I'm talking. But not just that. But they bailed out James Harden. What game was that? The game against the Cavs, where they ended up winning by one because he hit one out of two free throws.
They lost to the Cavs.
So who was it? What game was it? It was.
They beat Dallas twice. They beat the Knicks in New York.
Yes.
And they beat the Spurs. That's four. And who's the fifth win? They lost to your Lakers.
They did lose to the Lakers. I'm pulling it up right now, guys. So, you know.
So, anyway, we got the Rockets on Saturday night at the Toyota Center. That's a big game. Rockets just come home for another cup of coffee. They play 14 of their first 20 on the road. So, that is going to be a continual hellacious-type schedule for them. But more, they are impressing me to some degree because I did not see them getting off to this quick of a start, playing this well, this early under a new coach, new system, and doing all that while spending three quarters of the first 20 games of the season on the road. But they've gotten off to a good start. It's going to be interesting to see how San Antonio bounces back. We all know Greg Popovich doesn't value the regular season any more than just making sure he's in the playoffs, and then he turns it up a notch. So it'll be interesting to see how the Spurs come out on Saturday night, and Tony Parker is supposed to be playing in that game.
The game against the Mavericks, where they won 93-92.
Well, that was the game. The Mavs game was here in Houston. They won by a point?
Yes.
Because they won by a point.
It was 93-92.
Okay.
They bailed out James on when he drove to the hoop. And we had, he missed the first free throw and made the second one to win the game. And we talked about it. We wish he would have took the shot instead of, you know, begging for the call.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. So, yeah. I mean, look, Dallas is not the team I thought they would be. But you got to, I mean, again, you got to play the schedule that the NBA puts out, and you got to win the games you're supposed to win. Yeah. And so far, they've done a pretty good job of that. They beat a Washington team they should beat. They beat a Knicks team they should beat. They beat the Mavs twice. And then their signature early season win is the Spurs. Can they keep it going? Because the schedule doesn't get any easier, and the fact that the Spurs are probably going to come back with a little pee in their Cheerios, so they're going to be a little upset. They get Tony Parker back, so they'll be a little bit more full strength. And look, honestly, whether Leonard got fouled or not, the big thing to me was LaMarcus Aldridge missed a point-blank tip-in at the rim that 9 times out of 10 he doesn't miss.
No question.
So that's a situation where you got to beat a team in your division. It'll be a great matchup on Saturday night. Everybody should be watching that and at least peeping it from time to time to see how they're playing.
One thing I read online, Joel, and I wanted to ask you was that high, beating the Spurs on the road, then immediately playing them at home back-to-back. Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of dangerous for the Rockets coming off that win?
It is. The reason why I say it wouldn't be as dangerous is the fact that normally if it's a home-and-home back-to-back and it happens the next night, now, essentially, it's tougher because you have a letdown. You're playing the same team. The game plan and everything is about the same. You don't have to go back. Now the Rockets have been able to unpack their bags, spend 2 nights in their own bed, relax a little bit, and then realize, with I'm sure some motivation from the coaching staff, that, hey, look, this is one of those where all the momentum you built with that last win goes out the window if you lose Saturday night. So you got to be ready to play, and you got to realize that these guys are going to be coming in with the red ass. So if they do that and they come in prepared, and again, it'll say a lot about the coaching staff and how they perform on Saturday night, because there's a lot of the loyal, diehard, red, rowdy Rockets fans that thought they were going to get blown out the other night, and they won. So the key is don't slip up and give it back by losing Saturday night when you can actually really have some momentum if you say you took the first 2 of 4 against the Spurs who are in your division.
Well, just playing I got a question for you, too, because just playing mediocre defense, at the end of the day, they still gave over almost 100 points in this game. Mm-hmm. And with just playing mediocre defense, how do you see them – how do you see James Harden sustaining for the fact that – I mean, he's putting up monstrous numbers right now. He's putting up MVP right. by far numbers right now.
Yeah. So here's my answer to James Harden. The system will allow him to continue to thrive.
Okay? Because he doesn't play any defense.
Well, no. Offensively, because mm-hmm. because we always knew in the past, they just wouldn't admit it, that he was essentially the point guard because he had his hands on the ball more than anybody.
Yeah.
Right? So in D'Antoni's system, it's all predicated by what he does. He's in the driver's seat, he's got the buckle on, and he's got his foot on the pedal the entire 48 minutes. So that means he's not only making plays for himself, but he's obviously
creative.
The offense only he is the straw that stirs the drink and the head of the snake.
Okay.
So that's why, as long as he has that many touches, he's going to put up those kind of numbers consistently. Maybe not the 30 and 15 every night, but I'll go with, 20 plus and 10 plus on most nights. The thing to me is still what I've said from the very get-go is, does he make his teammates better, and can any of them step up? Corey Brewer stepped back. They don't have a low, as we've identified, they don't have a low post score. They don't have low post presence. They're barely hanging on to Clint Capella for defensively. He can guard the paint a little bit, but that goes to your point on defense. So you need to see the supporting cast step up while he kind of settles in, because we know those numbers aren't going to be that astronomical all year. But my question is twofold. Can he make his teammates better, and can they step up to try and play somewhat near the level he's playing at? That's what's going to be the big thing for the rest of the season, because from game to game, they can put it together. But in the tough Western Conference, they got to do better than that.
So you see James finishing the year leading, winning the scoring title and winning the assist title?
Not necessarily winning the scoring title, but I will say that he will average a double-double for sure, and he may better the numbers that he put up a year ago. How about that?
I'll go with that.
All right, so we got 2 calls holding on. We're getting close to break time. But Mozone, you want to talk karaoke? What do you got?
Yo, what's up, Joe?
What's up, Mo?
I got a Outkast, Roses.
Roses, okay. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
Whenever I go to Drink Houston, that'd be my go-to karaoke song.
Is Drink Houston still open?
Yeah, it's still open. It's like 4 or 5... like bars in one.
That's like I-10 and Silver.
Right? Yeah, they got a karaoke lounge in there.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've been there.
Got it. All right, Mo, we appreciate it. The call, Caroline. Man. All right, so we got that out of the way. And then, Joe, you got karaoke for us. What do you got?
Well, I think a couple of different ones, but my favorite by far is the Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Not bad. Not bad. That's another go-to. Now, can you?
Oh yeah, it's a crowd pleaser, especially at 1 o'clock after everybody's in that zone.
Can you do the Freddie Mercury overbite when you're doing it? That's the bigger question.
Not the overbite, but you get the falsetto in there.
Yep. See, any falsetto song you can go to because of the fact that you can cover up the fact that you really can't sing. Exactly. In my case, anyway.
We got a few on the text line.
All right. What do you got,
Sweet
Nick?
Caroline.
Joe, thanks for the call, buddy.
Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. Yep, I think Caroline, we mentioned it. Yep. International Players Anthem, Cloud.
No idea.
Hootie and the Blowfish, yes, Let Her
see?
Cry.
See? But I wouldn't go, Only Want to Be With You is what I would, yeah. The Hootie I would do.
Only Want to Be With You. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, Nick, you can let this play out, and then you can come back with the song that we really want, which is either Brian McKnight or Hootie and the Blowfish. Yeah.
I got a couple, Brian. There's so many. You guys seem
pretty
open to Brian
McKnight.
We'll
pick during
the break.
Surprise the listeners, but, you know, we will not be organic, and we will pick out the song we want going in the break. How about that? All right, you guys stick with us. Give us more of your karaoke tunes. We want to talk Rockets. We want to talk Texans. Travis here to in-depth break down anything and everything you want to go. Getting ready for that Jaguar game on Sunday. So anything and everything is on the table on an FEF Friday. We want you to be a part of the show. 713-780-ESPN or hit us up on Twitter, ESPN975. I care, I just run my hands
through a dock here, then I pray to God. November is Movember. We're raising funds to help men battle their biggest health issues. Visit Movember.com and search for Gal Media to donate to your favorite hosts. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Amen. I saw you standing, standing
close to sun. See, this is where Travis dies out. Now I
sit all alone, wishing all my feeling was gone. I give my best to you.
Nothing that we
can do. One cry before I leave it all behind. I gotta get you out of my mind.
All right, this time. All right, Nick, we can't go farther than that because people are gonna be like, what the hell did we get on a bad FM station?
Now,
I would not have gone. I would have gone anytime.
Yeah, we can come back with that. We can leave out to that
anytime. Yeah, but we're in a rush. Anytime you got to kind of take your time with.
Yeah, you're right.
There's some good ones. But Brian McKnight was definitely, man.
And what was the one where he had that good beat? Bonk.
Yeah.
Bonk, 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 bonk. You know what I'm talking about? That was a good one.
Bonk, bonk. Yeah. So, and we've gotten a lot of suggestions. Matchbox 20, I thought, would come up a lot more. The Goo Goo Dolls, because, of course, we all know that I actually proposed to that song with the band in tow.
Can you sing us some Goo Goo Dolls before we get out of here? And we'll dedicate it to your wife?
Nick. Either Name by the Goo Goo Dolls, which is one of my all-time favorite songs. Name by the Goo Goo Dolls. Or I'll give you the song I proposed to, but hey, not right
and
now.
Is Lisa going to tune in so we can sing to her?
We can call her in the break and find out.
Yeah, let's make sure.
Maybe we'll get her on the air.
Because I think
song right here, man.
Does it give you a tear in your eye?
Now, this is not the song I proposed to, but this is my favorite all-time Goo Goo Dolls song.
Oh, there it is.
Great lyrics in this song. You need to know the moment passed you by.
It's not like something should be on a movie.
Yes.
It is.
It is.
No,
it
was a movie. That's Iris.
Know the moment passed me by.
It's like an old country movie where they
still
should be
can't turn away.
Should be riding an old pickup truck down the road.
Dust falling behind the tires.
Dust falling behind the tires. Little tumbleweed.
Yeah. What we're doing, gang, because you don't think we're just absolutely crazy. We're picking out great karaoke songs. Songs that you like to karaoke to that you don't look too crazy or stupid for. That can actually impress some people when you're at the karaoke bar. Or songs you just like to croon when you're in your car. We've got a ton of songs to get to. Travis has already killed a lot of them. But at the same time, been more than entertaining. A lot of people seem to think that we harmonize very well.
Yeah, we do. That's why we got one of the top shows in all of Houston.
Everything
we
is harmonize better when we do these kind of things together. Nick, we're waiting on yours. You can at least join in at some point because No Hit Nick is also no.
Well, I mentioned
Nick.
My karaoke song yesterday, Santeria Sublime. I think that's the reason why is because you don't have to have a good voice for it. The song is slow enough for you to read the lyrics just in case you don't know all of it.
Yeah.
And most people know the song.
My wife loves that song.
Yeah, I think it's
at least
a great song.
Yeah, at least likes that song. So we can get to those as well. We opened up sports wise with the Rockets a little bit. We were talking about the Rockets. No need to talk about the NFL game last night other than to know that the Ravens won. Shock is happy here in the station because he's a Ravens fan. Everybody else just feels bad for the Browns and knows that they're probably going to go the Ofer route. So that is what it is. I also think that there are certain songs that are suggested that we actually can't sing on the air because of the lyrics, as Travis has found out. So we can keep doing that. We can keep doing karaoke. But what else do you guys want to talk about? Because there's plenty to talk about. Trav, one thing I want to talk to you about that I don't know that you heard about, and maybe you did because it was down in your neck of the woods where you went to school, but it's a bizarre story. And it sounds like the guy had some NFL-type talent. Did you hear what happened with the Florida International guy yesterday?
Oh, yeah, man, the tight end.
Yeah.
These boys don't learn, man. I try to tell them.
I mean, so the Florida International tight end, by all intents and purposes, Nick and I have done some investigation. Probably the best player on the team.
Yeah, he's definitely best player.
4-year starter.
Yes.
Big time numbers as a receiving tight end.
He's going he would have been a third day, late second or third day guy. You know, at the worst he would have been undrafted.
From what I saw, like, the Panthers were interested in him.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a lot of teams that are interested in him. I mean, he's a receiving tight end, and anytime you get a young receiving tight end, you take that guy. But, I mean, right now, the way he got burned up, I mean, it was – I tell these guys, man, y'all didn't learn nothing from OJ, but leave them alone.
It's crazy. And, you know, Barry Warner was saying even back in the day that was – that had happened a few times back in the day with players literally scorned by the fact that a guy took their girlfriend and that those guys never played again.
Yeah.
But that's just nuts. I mean, you think about it, and I was thinking about how our dorms were set up in college, and we had, like, the kitchens, probably wisely, were all downstairs in the bottom of the dorm.
Yeah.
And then it was separated in cubes, guys, cubes, girls, cubes.
Yeah.
Now, you know, and Nick was asking, we didn't have a sink in our own dorm room. We had the bathrooms, the central bathroom for each cube. But I guess evidently other dorms are different. And
well, now they're like apartments. You know, now they're like apartments. And, you know, you got a full kitchen.
Like suites.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, full suite kitchen.
Yeah.
And the fact that this woman took time, like, and then I guess she's pregnant. And she gets mad at the fact that he wasn't, like, taking her serious. Or paying attention to her?
She said he didn't pay enough attention to her in the last month. She's 5 months pregnant with his child.
Well,
it just sounds like those are things that can be handled in a discussion, not in a bad cooking session.
And the quote that she gave to the police was, "I was emotional and stressed." So it was obviously something.
God forbid she ever got angry.
No, listen.
Yeah.
I'm right now, if I'm him, I'm hoping that baby ain't mine. You know what I'm saying? I'm over there like, man, that baby ain't mine.
It's been established 5 months. 5 months in, so.
What's 5 months in got to do with it? He don't know for a fact it's his baby.
Well.
He assumed, you know what I mean?
I think at this point he would have contested it.
Who's a college kid can't afford.
That's something you guys have to leave up to Judge Wapner.
A college kid can't afford prenatal DNA test. You know, so I'm like, man, if it's yours, I sue for custody.
Are you really doing this to me right now?
Yep. Hey,
this is El Jefe, one of 18 that he suggested, and that's maybe you and El Jefe can sing it because you and I are both like, this is Miley Cyrus. I do know that. Am I right?
Shockingly enough, yeah, you are. Shockingly enough, I don't know the lyrics to this
song. But you're playing it anyway.
Well, we have a listener that wanted to hear it.
It's a monkey wrench in the toolbox of life right now for me and for Travis because we've told you about the Chicky Tunes. You and El Jefe and Barry have the Chicky Tunes. We don't
relate
to the Chicky Tunes.
El Jefe's in a squad car right now just jamming.
With the windows down, car. I hope not.
Oh, you don't know about a Hefe squad car?
You don't know
car?
That he drives?
I thought you saw it.
Yeah.
I did see a squad car, his old Crown Vic.
Unmarked.
Yeah, exactly.
We're unmarked today. We got an hour in the books, and it's unbelievable that we've gotten through it with mostly karaoke. But you know what? It's an FEF Friday, so, hey, F it, because we're doing what we want to do, and we're having fun doing it. So we're having fun. Hopefully you are too. We've got plenty more to get to. Plenty of songs teed up.
And Texans and Jaguars.
And Texans, Jaguars, Rockets, Spurs, NBA if you want to talk about that. And plenty of other things on the agenda. Maybe we'll get to them. Maybe we won't. The one thing that I never want to think about is intern Trey singing karaoke.
Intern Trey.
May not be that bad. You never know.
If you're high on helium. Hey, we'll be back with more ESPN 97.5. I guess I never
got the memo. Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.